Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now, finally, a podcast. Almost 2 years ago, I decided to uproot my life in Sweden to search for my purpose in life. Since then, I have been slow traveling Africa and sharing it through writing. I am Julia, your messy philosophical friend who believes that everyone has a purpose, and here I am searching for mine. By sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener, because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's pose. Lost and found. Soul searching on the go in Maputo. First quick impressions of Maputo. I've been taking it super easy since I got to Maputo. Doctor's orders. I'm filling my time with slow mornings, slow movements, and slow activities. I even went out to buy groceries to cook the other day, something I haven't done properly since I started traveling. It feels grounding to cook my own food. Another slow process if I do it my way. I'm in a weird state of mind where I don't know where I am or what I'm doing. When I go on my morning walks through the streets of Maputo, I have a hard time orienting myself. Not back to the hostel, but rather I have a hard time feeling that I am in Mozambique. Everywhere, people are speaking Portuguese, which I don't understand at all, but my brain keeps thinking it's Spanish, which I do speak. The city itself reminds me so much of Havana in Cuba that I catch myself thinking that I'm there. The rundown apartment buildings, the city greenery, traces of communism in the city infrastructure. Maputo even has its own beach promenade that is so similar, albeit shorter, to Havana's Malecón. I guess that's not so weird after all. I have no references of what Mozambique is like. My brain is probably just trying to make the most sense of what it's seeing and hearing. It feels almost like having a bug in Google Maps, but in my brain. Intellectually, I know I'm in Maputo, the capital of Mozambique, but the pin on the map keeps dragging me back to Havana saying I'm there. The heat is a lot more dry here than on Cuba, but at least it's not freezing like in South Africa right now. I guess my brain, just like my body right now, needs some time to adjust. And if there's something I have right now, it is time. I think it's a beautiful thing to have time for being lost. It's the only way I know how to find. Crash landing at a cute hostel in Maputo. I'm staying at a backpacker's hostel called The Base, the only hostel I could find existed in Maputo according to Google at the time. It's a tiny hostel hosting a maximum of 14 people in a total of 3 rooms. It has a beautiful veranda overlooking Baixa, an area of central Maputo, and the ocean. It would be perfect had it not been for the mosquitoes. They are vicious. I have to make an effort to buy some stronger repellent the next time I go out. It is a very tiny hostel for spending as much time in as I am. It is also currently packed, filled with happy social tourists and travelers. They are super sweet and inclusive, but I cannot deal. My social batteries are wiped out and their niceness makes me want to hide in the bathroom. Something I've actually done on a few occasions this week. I can feel the staff looking at me. I understand enough Portuguese to understand I am a topic of curiosity. They giggle as I stretch on the veranda, giggle as I sing in the kitchen or when I'm crying on the phone. There's been a lot of that since I got here. I think it's a combination of things. My health, leaving mom at the airport, leaving South Africa, all the impressions from the past month. I don't think I realized it fully before, but following your heart does not equal it being easy. This is by far the most turbulent journey I've ever been on, and I'm just in the beginning. Yo. The main feeling I'm struggling with now is loneliness. I know it's ironic considering I have no energy to socialize, but that doesn't make me feel any less lonely. Traveling and learning to live through my heart. I had a flight ticket back to Sweden that I could have been on had I not decided to go to Mozambique and continue this journey. Perhaps it was the realization that I have made a definite choice to not go back home, that the flight had literally flown me by, that made me crumble. Or perhaps it was the warm hug from a stranger that made me realize just how lonely I actually felt. After a week and a half keeping to myself in Maputo, I allowed myself to talk to one other traveler at the hostel. He had just been on a psychedelic spiritual journey in South America and was now going through Africa on a motorbike. He had daughters my age, and I quickly find myself enjoying his company. We were as different as two people can be, me being in a super soft, vulnerable flow, and him being in a much more assertive, almost aggressive, in his need to search and find. Despite this, it was a beautiful connection. Perhaps because we were so different, we allowed ourselves to have vulnerable conversations about spirituality, absent fathers, and the search and need for purpose. It was refreshing. I felt seen. Before he left the base to continue his journey, he gave me a warm, heartfelt hug. The physical contact shocked my system. I realized I haven't had any sort of physical contact in a long time. Yep, that was definitely what triggered what came next. Before I knew it, it felt like the walls of my lungs were closing in on me. I wanted to creep out of my own skin, that's how uncomfortable it made me feel. But instead of running from that feeling, instead of distracting myself with something, anything, I stayed present with myself and my emotions. After a few hours of that, just sitting with the feelings and with Wash Over Me by Teeks on repeat in my headphones, I reached the peak of it all. My heart feels like it's cramping, and just when I accept that this is escalating into a full-on panic attack, I hear a little voice say to me, "Everything is okay now. I don't need to hurt like this anymore. I've done the work. I'm allowed to let it go now." At first, I feel skeptical. Whose voice was that? Can it really be that easy? But then, I think, what if it is just that easy? Show up for yourself so that you can let it go. I take a few deep breaths, and with every exhale, I can feel the tightness over my chest releasing. The sadness and loneliness becomes less prominent. Within minutes, I am sitting straight up again. I feel lighter than I have in weeks. Not even 2 seconds later, I get a text inviting me to a social dance. Talk about divine timing. I'm sharing this experience for several reasons. Firstly, I want to live in a world where we can talk about mental health in a non-stigmatized way. Secondly, it's so easy to glorify and romanticize the traveling lifestyle, when in reality, it has its ups and downs just like any life. Thirdly, This is the most exciting part of my journey. Don't get me wrong, being this sad sucked. Almost having a panic attack, definitely not something I recommend. However, I can feel myself growing. I'm getting to know myself more, the good as well as my not-so-charming sides, and I can see how I show up for myself differently now. That, the inner journey, that is what's exciting. Furthermore, I don't think I'm the only one who feels this way sometimes. Maybe you are also in the trenches trying to follow your heart, whatever that may entail. Maybe sharing this will make you feel less alone in your process. When I get the text message inviting me to Salsa Social Dance, I smile. It feels like I'm being guided. You've done what you needed to do solo. Now you need to raise your vibrations. You need others. You need to dance. Social dancing in Maputo. The guy who texted me was Fumo Frias, a Mozambican dance teacher I met while he was teaching a Tango Kiss workshop at the Mother City Dance Festival in Cape Town. I'd reached out a few weeks earlier to ask about the dance scene in Maputo. He chose the perfect day to get back to me. At the time, I was so grateful for the opportunity to go out and dance that I didn't even have time to get nervous as I usually do. When I get to the restaurant, Bella Maddalena, 2 hours later, I am dressed up and ready to dance. I've asked Amanda, another Swedish girl from the hostel, to join me. As we enter, I see we are representing the Swedish flag, me in a blue dress and her in a yellow. I'm glad to have another kind person by my side as I get ready to break my social isolation. There's a mix of tourists and Mozambican people present, and people are already dancing when we get there. Before I know it, I am up on the dance floor as well. It is such a relief. When I get back to the table after my first salsa, Amanda exclaims, "Whoa, you look completely different." And she was right. The joy of salsa, the joy of community and connecting with another human being can truly be transformative. This is good for me. This is what I need. I talk to Frias, who invites me to their dance school dance spot the following week. Apparently, they teach everything from salsa and kizomba to tango and swing. How exciting! This makes me happy. It didn't take long for the salsa teacher Amino to catch on that I lead in salsa. He invites himself to a dance, and gosh, how I suck. I haven't led anyone in months. Amino, however, is kind and encouraging. We laugh loads together, and once again, I am reminded that dancing is the answer to everything, always. Maybe a tad dramatically expressed, but nonetheless true for me. When we are on our way home, I look out the car window at a sleeping Maputo swishing by. I am filled with gratitude for being able to be here. Even though some parts of this journey are really triggering and difficult, I do believe I would be dealing with these doubts and fears even if I was still living at home in Sweden. Perhaps just at a slower pace. There is something about traveling that accelerates internal processes. And I know, loneliness and all, I would much rather be lost and found in beautiful Maputo, doing all of this inner-outer journey, than at home feeling equally lost. Thank you, God, for this life. All right, guys, that was it for today. As some of you know, this blogcast is part of a larger travel platform that specializes in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to check it out and join our community and get the latest news, the link to theglobalentity.com is in the bio. There you can also find my email address. If you have something to say, something to share, or maybe give me a tip, send me a few lines and let me know what you think. If you enjoy this blogcast and want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Afear Podcasts, and anywhere really where you get your podcasts. Have a great week and don't forget to dance. Sound and tech production today was Tawanda Joseph Mutsena. Author and producer is me, Julia Cervantes Anderson. See you next time.